for Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking, one-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city on 1116 SEN. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
And the NBL season kicks off on Thursday, October the 11th, Wisp. It is going to be massive again. And the man who single-handedly has turned around the fortunes of basketball in this country is Larry Kesselman, and he has been good enough to join us. A major announcement was also made to support what has been the rebirth of basketball. Larry, welcome to the program. Big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's probably as big as it comes for us.
It revolves around the broadcasting of the game.
Yeah, so it's been 3 years and media has always been on the number one point of agenda. We started with Fox, then obviously all the rest of the media came on board, then SBS, and now we've achieved what we've been striving for, and that is to get a major free-to-air network to back the sport. We're going to have two games live being shown across the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. 3 to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday on Channel 9. So that's huge for the sport, for a station like Channel 9 to get right behind it.
Good morning, Larry. It's Tim here. What do you think it means for the NBL?
Well, it's almost the last missing piece in the puzzle for what we needed to be at least what I think is the starting point for the ultimate success of the sport. You need to have a big media partner like Channel 9, because it's not just about those two games. It's about everything else that a media company can do for you across all programs, digital, it just spreads like wildfire. So yeah, couldn't be happier.
The timing of Andrew Bogut coming back to the NBL or coming to the NBL, how pivotal was that to securing this deal?
Yeah, he's an important part. I think he's a megastar. He's someone that's done a lot. But number one, he's here to help the league, and he's here to help promote Sydney in particular as a market, needed help. So Melbourne's been doing really well, and Sydney has built a great organisation, and he was the next step for them as well. So he's very, very important, but it's been about all the players we've brought back from overseas, all the Australians and the quality imports. So the quality of the league is what actually allowed him to come back. After 3 years of building, he felt that it was something that he wanted to be part of.
Is there, Larry, a specific time slot that the free-to-air games will be played?
I think it's aimed to be at during 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be on 9 Go, but I think there's every intention to have a look at putting it on the main channel and look at different time slots. So I think it's something that we'll all sit and assess. We're looking at potentially a basketball show. This is like the flagpole of the partnership, and where it goes, we'll see.
6 minutes to seven, we're talking to NBL owner Larry Kesselman. There's so many young Australians doing well in the NBA at the moment. Have you got your head around how you can best leverage what they're doing over in the NBA to help promote your game here in Australia, Larry?
Yeah, look, it's about building stars, and it's about building the fan base. We have an amazing number of young, talented kids playing the game both locally and overseas. It's about the fans. It's about the 1.1 million people that are actually registered participants playing basketball, and they need heroes. And our guys in the NBA are the ultimate success. I think there's 9 or 10 of them now. They're doing fantastically well, and they're the ones that are on the biggest stage in the world promoting and flying the NBL flag, because quite a number of them absolutely came through or were part of our Australian basketball. So them doing the things that they're doing, but it's also about our local stars and building that pathway for the young kids playing in the backyard, being able to watch it on Channel 9, seeing their stars here, wanting to be like them, and then going through, hopefully aspiring to the biggest stage, being the NBA.
And the biggest star and the biggest marketing tool you've got from an NBA point of view is Ben Simmons, of course, who I think he's got the face of a new game. He may even be back in Melbourne today.
Ben who? No, I'm just joking. Ben is amazing. Look, he is the star. He's the future. But as I said, he's one of many. So many people laid the pathway, even going back to Luke Longley. And the NBA has done so well to promote the game and grow the game. And we are now considered to be the second best league in the world. We provide an amazing level of entertainment and also quality of play. So we're like the little brother to the NBA, and they're really working closely with us. We're sending 5 teams to play 7 games in their preseason just before we start ours. So no, things are actually going really, really well. We're so thrilled that last year most of our games were sellouts, both here in Melbourne, actually around the country. So sport is in much better shape. The job's never done. We feel like we've got the list is almost growing, not shrinking. So, but getting Channel 9 on board as a partner and Fox and everything else that we have in place now feels good. And all the hard work of myself and my son Justin and the team from Jeremy down to everyone else, we feel like it's a little bit of a pat on the back for us for what we've been working so hard over the last 3 years to achieve.
And Larry, just one final question for me. Is it too early to start talking about expansion plans?
Well, we have announced a new team to come into competition, not this year, but the following year. Romy is actually happens to be here in Australia. He's a very successful US businessman who has bought the expansion license, and we're currently going through a process with him to figure out where we put it. But that's a great story for us as well. So there'll be an extra team in the competition for the following year. So that the league is growing. We don't want to grow too quickly, but we have interest from all around the country, from Tasmania through, you know, through the top of the country. We have interest from all over the place for expansion, but we're going to be very, very careful and mindful to do it in a very measured way.
Hey, we've had a lot of messages, Larry, this morning. The Southern Huskies, a team in Tasmania, very keen to get involved.
They're certainly keen, and I will give them 10 out of 10 for enthusiasm. I think we're working with them, and we want to support them to see if there is a business case for it. We love our friends in Tasmania, and if we can make that happen in a way that builds the sport and makes it sustainable, then we'll absolutely have a look at how we can do that. It'll probably not be for the following year, but potentially for the year after.
Fantastic. There's great momentum, Larry, and you are to be congratulated. So well done.
Thank you, and thank you for all your support, guys. You're the head of sport on radio, so your support is very, very appreciated for the sport.